Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Like a lesbian stepmom, hold on, give me a second. Really wants to talk to the manager. Definitely has an
office. Wants to talk to the manager?
Yeah, but she parties too because it's
wow,
green.
Wow, you're envisioning a way different
I'm
look.
Just envisioning it like that because of this cut and style, not the color.
It's very spunky.
The color thrown in, it's like a girl who lives in New York and has like tights that are like ripped.
Anime.
Really likes anime.
Animal Crossing.
Good at video games.
Gamer. Maybe like
wears
a hacker.
Maybe
like an IT specialist.
She knows how to code.
On the low. That's her moonlight. We're talking about our wigs. I'm Brenda. I'm wearing I put on a wig wrong. I put on like a little Bob Page boy wig, like crooked. So it's asymmetrical and my bangs are going like diagonal sideways. They're like really short looking. It reminds me of Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek. I know I'm always talking about her.
But it's green.
But it's bright green. Like, electric green. It was the same... What was her name? Trina?
Trina?
Bianca. Maybe she's Trina on you. It was the same wig that Linda was wearing
yesterday. Somebody told me that her name should be Trina.
Really?
No, I'm like, somebody on Tiana. Facebook in one of those Soul Sister tribe groups or something that we're part of, it said, like, post a picture of yourself and some, like... will tell you what you look like instead of what your given name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of...
Trinas?
Trinas.
Like a... Would you be a Katrina or just
teenage,
a Trina?
But someone told me Trina and I was like, ooh, the baddest bitch,
the baddest
Trina?
Bitch?
And she said, haha. And I don't think she got it, but I was like...
You don't know Nan.
I think that... Someone told me that I looked like a Trina without a wig.
Oh, I
so,
love Trina. We
but
love
But the wig
Trina.
Might be Trina. instead of Bianca.
For you?
Are you trying to name a Trina right now? For you?
No,
Trina's
I'm...
right now?
No. My asymmetrical look is not Trina. It's like a Judy. Judy.
Moira. Okay. Well, describe my hat.
Linda's wearing, like, a lavender-colored, beautiful texture. That's a nice wig. I remember when I got that. It was like...
It has volume.
It was super expensive, but it was on clearance because it was after Halloween. And it's not like a Halloween Party City wig. It's like a real wig. She's got some nice bangs. You know, just typical
short
bob.
Short bangs above the eyebrows.
Above eyebrow bangs. Chin length. Cutie little, like, curled under bob. I think they call it a page boy. At least that's what the wig bags always say. Page boy look. I don't know why.
Well, call me page boy, bitch. Cause I
it's
love
like
this
Uma
week.
Thurman from Pulp Fiction, but purple, lavender, and like with way more like oomph to it. Like she's got some volume going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's not straight.
It's not straight. It's curled under.
I'm straight.
I'm straight.
You know that song?
My hair is not straight. I'm straight.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And I want to.
I want to take his place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's Hippie Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, Hippie Johnny.
Called this number 3 times already today, but I got scared. Yeah. I put the phone back in place.
Who is that? The Modern Lovers?
Yeah, Jonathan Richman. Oh my god.
Oh, Jonathan Richman.
Did you see that video on my Instagram that I posted of him dancing and singing?
No.
Oh my god.
I gotta check that
You're
out.
You're gonna have to watch it. I wish I could have married him. He's such a little goofy dork.
Is he still alive? He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He still plays shows.
Yeah.
That
he's
was
still
one
cute.
Of one of the things I talked to Evan Dando about.
The Modern Lovers?
Yeah.
Love
one of the times I talked to him. I think I met we were talking about television. And then, I don't know if Jonathan Richman was in television. I always think he was, but maybe not. And then The Modern Lovers. And he kept trying to tell me I was talking about the Voyoids. And I was like, no.
Ew, fuck no.
I'm talking about The Modern Lovers.
I'm
First
straight.
Album, Modern World. Or whatever. Yeah, that song. Anyway. So you're, No, not Betty.
I'm a...
Patsy. Sorry.
It just looks like a Patsy.
You do look like a Patsy.
Patsy. Okay, so Bianca was kind of, or Trina, whatever we're going to call the green wig on me, was kind of like sassy. A little bitch. She's sassy bitch. And sarcastic and really good at lying. Patsy is like really nice. Just wants everybody to get along.
Wow. Well, Patsy's going to be in a different mood today.
Just wants everyone to be friends.
You really want to talk like Patsy for this episode?
Oh my god, no.
Do you want to trade?
I love this wig. Maybe
give her an alter ego.
All right. When she's podcasting,
Patsy turns into Patty.
Peggy.
Peggy.
Yeah.
And Judy's gonna turn into
Trina.
Yeah. Trina. No, that's your gig. Judy's gonna turn into Janice.
This is not tonight.
With Linda and Brenda.
Sorry, we
have to. And Leroy on a bone.
Leroy on a bone. Sorry.
He's gotta be with us right now. I love my dog so much, but he makes so much noise. I almost went wigless today. Because my hair is the wet. Because the shower fell on me today. That was fun. But, yeah, I took a bath in that claw tub.
I wanted, how was it?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a lot better if, one, there wasn't a random stranger in my yard exterminating termites. Because I was, like, nervous about him being able to look up in that window. There's no curtain and see me. Even though I knew he was on the other side of the house. Like, I don't know. And, like, I was trying to, like, shave and stuff. I was also dirty. Like, I needed to take a shower. Yeah, I felt like I smelled from romping around all day. And, yeah, it just, and you know, washing your hair in a tub with a cup, that whole thing.
Oh, my God. You did that?
I had to. And then there's no, of course, there's no shower hookup up there. So, I, like, typically when I take a bath, I like to rinse off fully, like, once
after
over. Yeah. Didn't get to do that. But, I mean, it's better than a shower falling on your head, I guess. A shower fell on my head today, guys. Anyway, what are we doing?
Weird.
There's also crazy wind outside. So you're going to hear wind gusts, probably. And you're going to hear maybe doors, maybe ghosts.
We're here to talk about Tiger King for real, for real.
Yeah, we're back to our Tiger King series. We took a little sleeper hit last night just to go off topic. But yeah, we're back.
Just to go to bed.
We're back. We rewatched. This is like the third time me watching, I believe. Tiger King episode 3.
It's your third time watching it?
The Secret. No, I guess it's my second.
All right, well, you want to start?
Well, it starts with my favorite / psych, I hate him, character, freaking Doc Antle. That's how it starts. It's him on screen going, "What a story."
Yeah, he was really excited.
He was going off. I tuned him out, actually, after
what he
said that.
If you haven't seen Jugs out of Kitty, you're missing out.
And then he gets up. He's like, walk off.
And then he gets up and walks away.
Like, best video, whatever. We'll get to that video.
He makes unbelievable shit.
Yeah, I don't want to describe it, but a little too much because it's going to come up. But anyway, yeah, he's like going off, like ranting and raving about Here, Kitty, Kitty, which you'll learn about in a minute. But then it goes into the Mark McCarthy dude, who I still don't know who he is. And I don't remember if we find out later. It's just some dude with like a Crocodile Dundee hat on. It says he's like a wildlife reservationist. I don't know if that's a word, but
I think he has his own zoo.
Okay, so he makes a lot of allegations.
He does. This whole episode is alleged.
This is all alleged, so don't sue us. You know, Carol.
Yeah, Carol.
We'll get to you. We do have a listener in Tampa. 1% of our listeners are in Tampa. So, Carol, Howard, if you're listening, just listen up.
Just listen, Linda.
Listen up, but we're not trying to freaking beef with you. And don't at me, Linda. Don't come at me. I won't not. You know.
You better not say it.
Not. But not tonight.
I won't
just,
not.
It's all alleged. We're not claiming anything but just ideas and opinions.
Alright, so Mark McCarthy.
So he says that, what's his name, Don, Carol's husband,
Carol's second husband.
Second husband. Remember the last episode? It's been a while. The last episode left us like a cliffhanger. Like, what about the time that Carol killed her damn husband? So we're leading off with that, like, continuance of that allegation. And then Mark McCarthy's like, dude, Don came to me 1 month before he disappeared. And he said he thought his life was in danger.
Yeah. I wrote that.
Me too. And then I don't even remember who this guy is, but I wrote Vernon Yates. Is that the lawyer, maybe? No, it's not the lawyer. The guy with the really pretty eyelashes, dark eyelashes. I think he's like a detective.
I didn't pay attention to anyone's eyelashes.
Oh, man. The guy, he looks like he's wearing eyeliner because he has like
beautiful. What does he look like?
Yeah, he has dark hair.
Was he the one sitting in that room with masks on the wall?
Yes.
Was the lead detective.
Okay. Was that his name, Vernon?
I didn't catch
his name. Probably not. Some guy named Vernon Yates says that it's all circumstantial evidence. The whole, we'll get to it. The allegations that, well, Don definitely disappeared. Nobody's ever recovered his body. Nobody ever found out what happened. His death has been ruled suspicious. But it's basically still an open cold case.
I just have to say that Carol, when they show her, she just looks sneaky. She just looks like she's up to some shit. Like
I have a lot to say.
She's
about
sitting
that.
On a secret.
Sitting on a secret. It's called The Secret. I agree. I'm gonna back you up on that throughout this because I don't love her micro expressions.
Me either.
I feel like I'm a pretty good reader of body language and tone, and I don't like her tone. So that, yeah, cut to Carol. And she's like, you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
No, she goes, everything happens for a reason.
For a reason.
And she doesn't regret anything that she's lived through.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, she said she doesn't regret anything. I mean, I don't know. If I were in love with my second husband, I might regret something about his disappearance.
I mean, she just seems very calm. I mean, I guess it's been a long time. It's been a while. Like, she just seems like she's said this so many times in her head. Like, she's practiced this so many times in the mirror.
Or, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. If she didn't kill her husband, and she has been answering to media for 20-some years now. Yeah, maybe it's just kind of autopilot. Like, she's been telling the same story over and over for years, and it's kind of like, whatever.
That's true.
She could be, like, desensitized
from it. She could argue it either way.
Or she could be desensitized from it because she killed him, and she wanted him to die.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like this is a legend. I'm feeling like her, it just seems not that genuine.
Emotional?
Yeah, just...
Like, yeah. Almost like you don't have human emotion.
Yes.
It could read that way.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
I wrote down a direct quote. Okay. She said, I wouldn't be standing here today doing what I'm doing if it hasn't been for all these things that have happened over the course of my life. Again, I don't know. I don't know if I would say that if I knew my husband died or disappeared and I... got all his money. But she says she wouldn't be here if all this hadn't happened.
Which is weird to me. You wouldn't be where? Owning the cat rescue place that was his because he had money?
Right.
Now you just inherited it.
Can afford it now?
Now you get to take care of all these fun cats that you love so much?
Right. And now you don't have to deal with his wandering around with other women and his Costa Rican ex-girlfriend
and
or
him
girlfriend.
Wanting to sell and breed tigers because you're all pissed about it?
I think, allegedly, my just humble opinion is that she was also, I can relate, I would be, super pissed that he was a womanizer and he had all these side chicks and, excuse me, he had like a Costa Rican
girlfriend. Mistress, whatever.
And he would go down to Costa Rica once a month.
Sounds fun to me.
Sounds like something a wife would get pissed about, though.
I mean...
And she wrote about it in her diary, which we'll get to.
Well, we see the ex-wife.
Ooh, what'd you think about her?
I was gonna ask what your first impression of her was.
Reminds me of Mom's Family.
Me too. Love her.
Love her hair.
Love the ex-wife.
Love the way that she's sitting on the couch, the same little love seat with one of her daughters.
And she's taking up all the room.
And the... yeah. The one daughter's, like, scooted in the corner of the love seat. And then the other daughter, like, periodically will come over and like sit on the couch with them, like sit on the arm. I love that. Like you can tell they're close and cool. And yeah. I like their voices.
I liked all their voices. I liked all of their hair. Lady is kind of a cold bitch.
Gladys?
She's not a bitch, but she's kind of...
She's just telling it like it is.
Yeah, she's just telling it like it is.
But not with hate in her heart. I don't think she has hate in her heart.
I don't either. So she says that the last time she saw Don, he said that he was divorcing Carol and that she was very dangerous. And yes. That he was afraid of her.
And he was scared of her, and she said that that was unlike him. I also thought it was interesting that shortly thereafter, like, they go back to the backstory of, Don and Carol, but also Don and Gladys, like, how they got to be. But when Gladys was left by Don, because he left her for, what's her name, Carol, Gladys told him, I will love you till the day I die. But what did she say about, she'll love him until the day she dies, but she said, Carol is an angel.
Oh my God.
Sent straight from hell. Because Don used to call her an angel. And Gladys said, well, she's an angel straight from hell, and one day you'll see it.
That was my favorite line.
Mm-hmm.
She's an angel straight from hell. The way that she said it.
Good one.
Yeah, that was really good.
Do you make notes about how they met, Carol and Don?
Yes, I did. Carol was 20 when they met. He was 42.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently was just walking down the street and crying because she got in a fight with her first husband.
Oh, and she had to throw a potato across
the
room.
She had to throw a potato across the room to get away from him, whatever that means.
She said, I actually had to throw a potato across the room to get out the door.
What the fuck is a potato gonna do?
Like,
you had a potato? You got out by throwing a potato? How about...
Smashing a plate.
Try throwing a fucking table.
It could be so much worse, Carol. Or were you just trying to get, like, a non-sharp object? Because you didn't want to insinuate that you've thrown sharp objects before. I don't know. She said she threw a potato and then she's like a cat.
She said that she relates a lot to cats.
She acts like a cat.
She's a cat with her, when she's feeling fear?
When she's fearful or angry or whatever, she paces like a cat.
What does that have to do with throwing a fucking potato?
She threw the potato, bounced, paced around like a cat.
My sister throws potatoes.
My sister on Nebraska Avenue. She was strolling down Nebraska Avenue crying in the street, and this guy Don was like pulling around. She said no the first time.
Yeah.
She said she got him to pull around three times, and the third time he had a gun in the passenger seat.
I wrote weird gun stuff.
Weird gun story. And he goes, allegedly, he goes, here, I really need somebody to talk to. Here's my gun. You can hold it to my head the whole time. Just get in the damn car. I need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, what would you do if somebody came around three times and had a gun and said, you can point it at me?
Here, have at it.
Would you get in the car?
I mean, oddly, I think it would be reassuring that at least if I was getting in a stranger's car,
how do you know as soon as you don't grab the gun, he's gonna grab your wrist?
Exactly, and your car. Exactly. Like, that is sketchy. That's a good point. Good murderino of you. But I don't know. Part of it was a little exciting.
Romantic.
Like, this guy is gonna let me hold a gun to his effing head.
Well, they show a little clip that is like a reenactment of a girl in the passenger seat of a truck holding the gun pointed at the guy, and there's this like weird kind of romantic music playing.
Yeah,
it was like a weird, like they made it out to seem like, well,
like a love
blame
story.
Her. It's endearing.
And they were both like so distraught from their relationships. They were both freaking married.
Which he had a perfect relationship. He had kids and a wife that he was married to since he was 17.
He was 17, she was 14 when they got married, but, they said, even the wife and the sister, or daughter, said, like, if he didn't have any real problems, but if anything, he was a sexaholic, so that's a real problem.
Yeah.
And, I mean, his wife, Gladys, knew, she said everything was good with the relationship, besides, like, every once in a while, she would get a call saying, Don is seen finagling, what is that word, canoodling, mm-hmm. canoodling with some random in town, and she'd be like, well, okay, that sucks. But anyway, they were both married, and they both stayed married for like 4 years or something until they finally split from their
spouses. Yeah, she was 20 when she met Don, but she said that she was 24 when she left her husband.
And she already had a kid.
Yeah, she got married with her first husband. Yeah, she left home when she was 15. She was raped at knife point, she said.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And her family was like, you know, you did that. So she left home when she was 15.
Where are you?
While all of this is happening...
I had more cool...
Yeah, yeah. While all this is happening, Joe is, like, reading her diary.
Exactly. Okay, let me go back. I made a star about Anne McQueen. We're going to talk about her a lot. But I guess they must have cut to Anne McQueen, Don's loyal-ass assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Okay, I was going to ask what your first impression of her was.
Love her. Love her voice. Love her mouth. Love
her. You love her mouth.
I didn't think I would, but I just love the way she talks. She's a very small, very...
The one negative thing I wrote was has zero lips.
She doesn't have lips. That's okay.
But she's the prettiest... A little old lady I've ever seen.
She's
I like how she's dressed.
Prettiest little voice.
Yeah, she's really cute. I really like her a lot. She seems
like a loyal bad bitch.
Yeah, like she's got nothing to lie about.
And she's very respectful the way she talks about everybody.
Yeah, she didn't talk shit about Carol either.
She, again, no hate in her heart.
She's a good character.
But you know who does have hate in their heart? Joe Exotic.
How did he get her diary?
I wrote the same thing.
Oh, I think it was made public because when they were showing like little news clips from when Don disappeared, like back then, they were reading a page in her diary on the news. So maybe it's public, or maybe he got it through.
Maybe somebody. Good point. Yeah, I was really wondering that because he said he got it in the mail. So I don't know. Maybe it was somebody from. Maybe a leak.
He has a lot to say.
He was reading from her diary on his little imaginary show.
Which is what this is.
Which is not imaginary, but yeah, he was reading, and I guess they just cut to that for like a blip. And then they go back to, they explain Don. Like, you wouldn't know Don was rich just by looking at him, you know? He's like a regular down-home looking guy.
One guy said that he carried around a $500 bill, though.
Yeah, I like that.
And he fucking buried gold. What is this, Animal Crossing?
He was a barrier. He was an Animal Crosser.
He would bury gold so people wouldn't find it. He sounded paranoid to me.
Everybody's got a tinge of paranoia in this story, man.
Yeah.
But a lot of old people do bury, and back then, of course, they buried money and stuff in their backyards. His daughter said he had a green thumb for money. That he just, like, everything he touched turned to money. And then they're, like, asking random people, or not random, but, you know, friends, who how much he was worth or how much he had.
One guy
like,
said 20.
20. Please. And who I trust the most, she said between 7 and 7.5.
That sounds the most...
Exactly. Accurate. Accurate. She's the most accurate bitch.
Because the lawyer guy said...
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Okay, if your lawyer doesn't even know, I'm trusting.
But the guy that said 20 was the guy that was talking about how he buried money. So maybe he knows about some buried gold that we don't know about.
That's true.
His name's Kenny Farr. Farr was also labeled as his handyman.
Yeah.
He had a lot of handymen that would just kind of do...
Which one was the guy in the...
Tricks for him.
He was like sitting by a pool and he had glasses.
That's Kenny.
He doesn't... I don't know if I believe everything that he's saying.
Yeah, he does come across as kind of a bullshitter.
He just seems like he's trying to tell a story a little bit.
But he does seem like he was close with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just trying to make it sound more like a movie. I think he wants to, like, credit for, like, knowing this really rich guy that, like, disappeared.
True.
Owned tigers. Like.
And later on, he does have, like, a pretty epic quote that could be, like, yeah, him just thinking
we'll
he's
that.
In a movie.
We'll get to that.
I wrote, I don't remember who, oh, that's Kenny Farr, okay. What's Carol's sign? I would love to know when she was born. I bet
she's
got
Scorpio.
A fucked up birth chart. I was gonna say Scorpio, but I got some Scorpio in my birth chart. It's
that's
all right.
Fine. I don't, but.
It's all wrong, but it's all right. I got, my Mars is in Scorpio. Talk about fucked up.
I think that her moon sign is a Scorpio.
Man, I really want to look it up. Do you think people have posted it, Carol Baskin birth chart?
I'm sure you can find her birthday.
Dude, do you want to pause for a moment?
Yeah.
All right, be right back, guys. We're going to look up her damn birth chart. Okay, we're back. I am no longer Judy. I went to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror and I looked like I was starting to get like a member of Heaven's Gate haircut. Okay. Like it was like sliding back and I had like really short like baby bangs. Mm-hmm. Like a Heaven's Gate scenario. So now I'm fresh. I got a fresh bob. It's the same wig. I just tilted it. Now I'm Tasha.
All right, Tasha.
Tasha's just gonna tell it like it is.
You want to guess what? I'm having deja vu again.
Well, probably because we were wearing wigs yesterday.
No, I just feel like we've had this exact conversation before.
About Tasha?
Yeah. Like, while wearing wigs, like, while...
You did throw the name out, Tasha, the other night.
I don't know. That's just kind of funny. I just feel like I've been here before.
This is like the deja vu house, man. You've been it's having weird. Happenings. Anyways. All right. We looked up her birth chart. And Linda is going to read it to me.
Well, I'm trying to find her actual birth chart because, internet, I got to type it in.
We're not going to be able to get her
exact. She's a Gemini.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a Gemini. June 6th,
mm-hmm. 1961. Mm. So she's a Gemini on the cusp of, Cancer, though.
Well, I got something to tell you about Geminis.
What?
They are really good at talking to people and charming people and holding a room.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They're really good at controlling conversations.
They can be very two-faced.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. They're the twins.
Yeah, they perform for people.
Trust
for sure.
And believe. I've dated a few.
Hey.
Geminis myself. I went through a phase where, like, all I did was date Geminis.
Ooh.
Yikes. Yeah, like, that's my first, besides my high school boyfriend, 3 serious relationships were all Geminis. And then I dated a Pisces.
Ooh, God.
I know.
Well, maybe that's compatible with you. It's not.
No.
Actually, I think Pisces are,
talk about secretive. Pisces can be very secretive.
Yeah, let's not go there.
I don't usually do water symbols that I don't mesh with water symbols always that well. But anyway, okay, so she's a Gemini. What's her moon?
I'm about to find it. Let's see. She was born in Bexar County, Texas. Her moon is a Pisces.
Didn't I just say that Pisces are secretive?
Yep.
All right.
That makes a lot of sense.
So sun is a Gemini, moon is a Pisces. I wonder what her freaking south node is.
I can tell you, I think.
I also wonder what her Mars is, what her Venus is.
I can tell you her north node.
What's her north?
Virgo.
Oh, shit. What's the opposite of Virgo? I just looked this up the other day. I think it's Pisces.
Her Venus is in Taurus. That's why she's probably good at getting dudes.
What's
she's
her
probably
Mars?
Really sensual.
Her Mars is like war, fighting, aggression.
I mean, I don't know her time of birth, so this could be...
True.
Her Mars is supposedly a Leo.
Huh. Bold. Lion.
All right, Carol.
She'd probably love that.
We know who you are.
Moving on. Anyway, we know you.
We know you.
I did write that my next notes were like, she did grow up with not a lot of money. She said that they were poor. She said they grew up in mobile homes. She was raped at knife point by 3 guys at the age of 14, which fucking sucks. I'm sorry. I feel really bad for that. And then she kind of said, like, back then, like, I came from a family that, you know, they, like, basically said I was asking for it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that kind of mentality. So, that's hard. So, she left home at 15.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of shit to deal with. And then she got married to, according to her, an abusive dude, her first husband. I didn't write down his name.
I didn't either. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares about
him. Yeah. I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but, okay. They had a kid, and then cut to 1992, when she's back married to Don, they got their first bobcat, because it was going to be killed by a taxidermist at an auction, allegedly.
You can do that? You can just sell animals
apparently,
to me?
Like, hey, this bitch is about to get killed by a taxidermist, guys, who wants it?
Like, what the?
At an auction?
A taxidermist can just kill an
Maybe
animal
it
to
was
do it?
A bobcat on auction and the taxidermist was trying to outbid her.
Okay.
Well. They go real fast, though. They go from one bobcat the following year, 56. They get 56 at once. The next year, they get 28 and then a lynx. And then the following year, they get 22 more. So I did the math. That's 107.
Which they don't really explain, like,
which was $94,000.
What this place is, really, like, how it started, why Dawn started, like, a cat place.
Well, she says...
They don't really explain it. Like, how do they just have room for one year 56 cats all of a sudden? Like, you had to have already had a place for them.
I think he already owned that space, like, that 40-acre space.
Okay.
But, I'm not sure for sure, but that's just my guess. And she, like, Carol's take on it was... They, whatever the hell a fur farm is, I guess where they get killed for their fur.
I don't know.
For, like, fur coats. I didn't even know bobcats, you could get, like, a bobcat fur coat. But anyway, Carol said they bought them at auction, or they bought them from fur farms that were getting shut down. But then Mark said that they were buying, selling, breeding bobcats from the jump. And then Dennis Hill, that old biker, said that he sold them their first tiger in 1995.
That biker?
Yeah.
Okay, I trust him.
Me too. I believe every damn word he said. He had that long-ass, weird biker goatee thing
Dennis
going
Hill.
On. Yeah. Trust him. So, and then he goes, you'll get a kick out of these tapes. And he hands over this old-ass VHS tape.
Which one was it?
Of Carol's creepy voice. talking about taking babies from their moms, making them house pets. She's like force feeding them with bottles.
I wrote, she makes a video where she talks like this.
She talks like this.
She talks like this.
I said that too. Why does she talk like that? She talks
She's
like
talking
this.
Like this.
She's talking like a Jean, like a cult member.
What was she saying?
She was, it was a video of her combing. At one point,
it was
like
homing
a little
video,
cat, like a Barbie doll, like a Barbie doll brush, like, and she was being forceful. It looked, she was saying, like, you know, if you want to make them into house pets, it's kind of sad, but you gotta take them away from their mom, and then they like cut to like her feeding them in a bucket,
take them away from their mother,
and her voice was just like so.
And
creepy.
She was still wearing a flower crown back in the day. Let me tell you something.
Ben had those fire. Flower crown. They're
trust,
not fire.
I don't trust a bitch in a flower crown.
I don't either anymore.
They're sneaky. They are
It's a
sneaky.
Look. Like, it's a very put together thing that you're trying to send out. And, like, her voice changes in these videos. I don't know. Is it, like, ASMR in the fucking 70s, 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
She was trying to be, like, a soothing, weird, culty voice. We'll get back to that voice. Then it goes to Don. So he goes to Costa Rica once a month, apparently, because there's no regulations on cats. He has a girlfriend down there. He's a womanizer. And Carol thought she could change him.
Yeah, which that wasn't going to happen.
That's according to Gladys, the first wife. She's like...
Her name's Gladys.
Carol, yeah.
Perfect.
Gladys was like... She thought that she was, like, blonde and young and pretty enough, you know, that she could change his womanizing ways. And then she was like, hell no.
Hell no.
She was like, little did she know that he's never going to change.
He's been cheating for a long time.
That's just the name of his game.
He's been a cheating man.
He's been had cheating.
Then they go to our favorite girl, Anne, the assistant.
Oh, I love her.
And she says that Don gave her a copy of the restraining order. He gave her a piece of paper.
In an envelope.
And told her what.
If anything happens to me, check this out.
And it was a paid copy of the restraining order that he filed for because Carol threatened to kill him. And she's got guns, apparently. She
right.
Got guns.
So, right before that, this guy, Wendell Williams, comes on. And he says that, I guess it was one of his lawyers. I don't know. One of his lawyers? Said that Don had been preparing all his assets because he was trying to divorce her ass, dump her ass, and he was trying to protect his money. And, Carol would have been left with nothing if everything had gone according to plan. And then she wrote in her diary she wishes there was some way out. And then, yeah, so Anne gets the envelope. She threatened to kill him.
It sounds like she, from the diary, that she hated him.
Yeah, she said something about, like, a perverted relationship they had, which helped. I mean, they probably did.
That they had a sick and perverted relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame her for being mad or thinking that you got into one thing and you're not, like, somebody that's never going to be monogamous to you and you're married to him. I get that. But killing him?
I mean, just divorce him, sis.
But then she wouldn't have any money. She knew that he was preparing to, like, not leave her with anything. And she wrote in her diary, I wish there was some way out.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I wonder what that is.
I wonder what that is.
And then I was actually surprised that his restraining order was denied.
I was too, but the lawyer guy was like, it's free speech,
baby.
So, bitch, it was just a verbal argument.
It was a verbal, and she did threaten to kill him, but with her words.
And that happened in June, and then he disappeared in August.
Right, man, dude.
I have to say, Carol is, in the old news videos, like them showing her talking after he disappeared, she is way too calm to me.
She's got that, like, almost sedated kind of... Yep,
either she took a lot of Xanax or she don't give a shit.
Oh, I've got a lot to say about that. Right before, my only notes before that was, the daughters look really sad. They go to the daughters, and the daughters are like, our dad was not the type of guy, which I understand, like, not the type of guy that, like, would go to the law. I like that they put the law in quotation marks, air quotes. Like, that was not something that he did unless he was, like, truly desperate. So for him, and not to mention, I mean, he's already doing some illegal shit. He was already, like, a womanizing, freaking charming motherfucker. He doesn't strike me, he carries a gun in his car. He doesn't strike me as a type that would be normally scared of a young white blonde chick that's 20 years younger than him. But he clearly was. He said that she hid his guns from him.
I mean, she was probably crazy.
And that she was threatening to kill him, and she had her own gun, and she had hid his gun. So, like, legit, I believe that he was scared.
I would be too.
I would be too. Absolutely.
Someone, it doesn't matter who it is. If someone you're with and live with is hiding guns and you know that they're kind of...
And they've threatened to kill you.
Like, well, I would kind of be scared.
Ew. Especially once they cut to her, laughing on TV about it. She's laughing. There's like a little montage from this news show, and she's like seen like in a field like chuckling to herself. And then...
About the idea of her killing him?
About everything. Just, like, so, like you said, like, laissez-faire, like, blase. She repeats the same story that he left early. The last time she saw him... Okay, I want to try to explain this with real words. Which, why can't
you... If you knew that it was early... Or if it was early enough that you have to emphasize early three times, how come you don't know what time it was?
I have so much to say about this on my next page.
Because she did say that in the old news video and in the present.
And in the new.
New.
Which, true.
She quoted it the same way. It was early.
If you're telling a story that's true, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. If you're telling a story that's true, that story is not going to change, right? So, like, if he really said, let's say, he really said, you know, I've got to have the cars ready early tomorrow. Like, I could see that, like, me repeating that to multiple people if that's, like, the exact words that he said. But I have so much to say about this. The time frame. In that original video, and then she repeated the exact same thing, like, a video to the Netflix people.
Yeah.
She said the next day, the last time I saw him, the last time I spoke to him, he said that he had to leave the next day early, for whatever, his little enterprise with the airport and the fucking cars. That was the last time I saw him. Her quotes.
Right.
He was taking cars to Costa Rica, right? I'm going to come back to that because she said that she saw him, the last time she saw him, he said the next day he had to leave early. All right. Then they cut to your boy, the pool guy.
Yeah.
And did you quote that? What Don says to him?
No.
Don, and who knows, we think this guy's kind of a bullshitter, but this guy, Kenny, I think his name is, he said that the last time he saw Don and him were doing something outside, and Don, like, said to him, if I can pull this off, it'll be the slickest thing that I've ever done in my life.
I didn't write it down because I think it's bullshit.
And then he said he took a call, and he walked off, and he didn't really get to finish what he was saying, and that was the last time that he saw him.
I don't think that Don said it, like, as a single statement, just a by-itself statement, like, he was planning something. I think that he probably said that about something stupid, like...
Like, about the car
thing? Like, about the cars.
Like, he was shipping cars down there.
Right.
His plan long-term was to open, like, a Wildcat thing down there.
I don't think he was planning to disappear on himself.
Right.
That was so stupid.
He might have just been talking about, like, his actual plans.
Right.
Which he, it sounds like he did have actual plans to ship cars. Sure. Because remember, Anne McQueen was looking for titles.
I don't really understand it. Is it illegal?
I wrote that too. Why are they doing it?
How are they
shipping cars? Why?
Costa Rica, like what?
I don't understand that part either. If you're a criminal, hit us up. let us know, maybe. But, yeah, I don't know. Apparently, the plan was for him to get these cars to the Miami airport. What's her name? Anne said by Monday that the cars had to be in Miami by Monday.
I have to say, though, okay, so all of these years have gone by. You would know what time he left.
Exactly. And
so you would be able to say he left at 2 o'clock in the morning to go ship these fucking cars.
Right.
You wouldn't keep saying early. Like, you know by now.
No, Carol is vague. You know. Anne is not. Anne said that he was last... Well, he was last seen on the 18th. Anne says that she knew that those cars needed to be in Miami by the 18th. And she said the 18th, too. And she had to get in touch with him because she was complicit in some of this stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like some of the illegal She was his bad bitch. But she needed to get in touch with him because they were doing the titles to the cars. And that's when he wouldn't answer her Saturday. She said all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And so that's 2 days, right? Yeah. Carol waits 2 days. And then I love that part when Anne talks. She's like, I finally talked to Carol and was like, where is Don? I can't get a hold of him. And Carol was like, do you think I should call the police?
After 2 days.
And was like, I said, you think? You think? But, okay, so I have a theory here.
Yeah.
Carol finally calls the cops at like 1:30 in the p.m., like 2 days later. My immediate thought was, how long does it take tigers to digest their food fully? And I looked it up, 12 to 24 hours. So I kept saying 2 days. I think it was more like a day and a half before she notified the police. The timeline is
why?
Weird.
Because you think they could have killed the tigers and done an autopsy and seen.
Yeah, allegedly, maybe she wanted to make sure that there was no evidence.
Well, that's really smart of her.
And then also 2 days later, the van abandoned at the airport was found with the keys and the briefcase still in it.
Right. Which the detective said himself that he thought that someone else drove it to the airport.
Right. And that he's the detective. That pissed me off that they didn't look at the van. They let them take the van back to the sanctuary for 2 days, an additional 2 days.
Yeah.
And, like, why doesn't DNA people test the van right away? Why do they not take that into custody right away? They let them take it home.
So she totally had time to do what she had to do.
Yeah.
If she hadn't already when she left it at the airport.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what I think
So,
happened.
A lot of shady business going on. They did interviews in Costa Rica, apparently, and nothing turned up. They go into Don... did own airplanes, but they were too... I thought this was interesting. Because at first, I was like, yeah, I could see him. Like, he's got a crazy bitch wife he's trying to divorce. She's clearly psychotic, trying to kill him, allegedly. Why don't skip out on town? Like, skip town, fake your death or whatever. Go down to Costa Rica, get your little Costa Rican thing on. and just disappear. Just, like, later days, like Georgia would say. But the airplanes that he owned were too small to fly to Costa Rica without having to stop. It would take 4 fuel stops, they said. Okay. So they were saying it's practically, it's impossible because there's nowhere to stop to refuel. So unless he were to buy a bigger, like, commercial, maybe, airplane, he wouldn't have been able to do it with the planes that he owned. And that there was no record of flights.
Well, she said...
And then she lost... Yeah, you go into that, man.
She said that he wasn't reporting the plane or whatever because...
Don lost his...
because he was flying illegally.
She said he lost his pilot license
a day after he got it. Didn't say how.
The day after?
He lost it. Yeah, the day
and
after.
And she was so, like, kind of making fun, like... Well, Don lost his damn pilot license the day after he got it. So.
Yeah, so that's why he wasn't.
And
reporting.
He would go below radar, and Carol. I thought this was very very interesting way to phrase something. Carol said that he used to go, he used to fly below when he was going, he would go over the Gulf to go, like, under the radar so he wouldn't get caught flying without a license. And she said if he had crashed on the Gulf, we would have never found anything.
Okay.
What?
If you thought that
you crashed airplane in the Gulf of Mexico, I think it'd be pretty easy to find.
And wouldn't it's you, a Gulf. If you thought that he crashed in the Gulf,
wouldn't you want them to look?
You would have them, they would be looking.
Wouldn't you ask the police if it were, like, real life, Linda, if you had a husband, and you thought he crashed his damn illegal airplane in the Gulf, the first thing I would be doing is being like, check the damn Gulf.
Yeah, I wouldn't just 20-something years later be like, maybe he crashed in the Gulf, no one would have ever found
anything. She said we never would have found anything.
Okay.
Then she's got several plane crash stories.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
I gotta pee. So, yeah, Carol goes on to say that Don, Leroy's chewing again, that Don had been in several plane crashes where he had done a lot of damage to his body. Again, vague.
Yeah.
Several plane crashes? Really?
Yeah, really?
Several? And since the last one, the alleged last one.
How come nobody else said anything about him being in plane crashes?
Nobody else said one damn thing about plane crashes. And wouldn't you, like,
crashes multiple?
You would be able to find, we're going to go back and look in the headline. Do you be able to find, like, Tampa man crashes his damn plane again?
Yeah.
You know?
How many times?
Several times. Several. And the last time she said was particularly bad, and that he started basically showing signs of, she says, Alzheimer's.
She said that one of their volunteers told her that looks like Alzheimer's.
That, yeah, he was starting
to,
he
could remember. What the fuck does a volunteer know about it, and why are you listening to them and not a doctor? A doctor didn't say it. You said a volunteer told you that.
Well, like, I guess if a volunteer had experienced, like, a family member with dementia or something.
Come on, then you would have gone to the doctor.
She said that he was showing, according to this volunteer, came to
right.
her.
According to this volunteer.
Expressed concern that he was showing signs of dementia because he could remember things from, like, way long ago, but he couldn't remember where he was. 5 minutes ago. I can never remember where I am.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago? Yeah, right. It's called short-term... It's called ADHD.
I don't believe her anyways. She said that he was never right after the last crash he was in, so he was just never... But everybody else was like, bullshit. That's bullshit.
Right.
He was totally sound.
Oh, yeah. The lawyer was like, nope, nuh-uh. And then that's who that Vernon guy is. That old guy that said bullshit.
Oh, that's not the detective.
No, he's just like another wildlife sanctuary person.
Okay,
like,
yeah, he said.
I trust him too.
Yeah.
His name's Vernon. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then, okay, what do you think? What were your notes on the lawyer?
The lawyer?
What did you think of him?
Loved him.
Really?
He don't have shit to lie. I don't love him, but he doesn't have shit to lie about. It didn't seem like. It seemed like he was pissed and aggravated.
True.
And he was annoyed that he has to explain this to somebody again, all of this
He said he thinks that Don was killed.
Yeah, he did.
Don's
but,
lawyer.
But, he said.
He would not go there when they asked who he thought.
He just said, won't go there.
Won't go there.
Smart guy.
Smart guy. He's the one who gets sued. We don't want to get sued.
Won't go there. I mean, this is all alleged.
Yeah.
This is just what I think.
This is just alleged.
Maybe she didn't do it.
I mean, there's a whole documentary out there, man, and a whole world of memes about her doing
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
So then, I said, okay, so Joe Exotic makes this video called Here Kitty Kitty, and it's like a death tale. It's like a murder ballad. He's telling the story of Carol killing her husband. I said, Here Kitty Kitty is the Cry Me a River of the cat world.
Okay.
Like the Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake music video of the big cat world.
Because I haven't seen it in a while.
Cry Me a River?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake's got the Britney Spears lookalike and she cheats on him. And he details what the fuck happened with their relationship. And then at the end, he like gets her back. Here Kitty Kitty, I also thought it was interesting, Joe Exotic's wearing a clerical collar. I had to look that up because I didn't know what it was called.
What's
one of those little
collar?
Preacher tabs.
Oh yeah, he was, huh?
Those little preacher shirts with the white and fire throat.
What is he insinuating there?
I don't know, I just thought it was kind
of... fucking...
He likes his costumes.
Yeah, he certainly does. The Carol lookalike is seriously
is
spot on.
I actually thought for a minute, are they... like colluding together? Sister, are they like working together under the like radar? Is that actually Carol?
Like, how did they find it such a lookalike?
It is her face.
Would they have a fucking casting call for this video?
I hope they did. They did a great casting.
She looked just like
she
her.
She is her. The only thing I could notice is like she was like a little heavier than Carol.
And you know what? It's not a bad song.
Oh my gosh, it's a great song. I wrote, I love the part where he says, Tiger Trey.
Too bad it's not his voice, but
I still don't believe that, but I think it is his voice. Linda thinks it's not.
His voice. I thought it was weird that she was feeding the cats, like, shaved beef, though.
Oh, yeah, it looked good. It looks like we made steak.
That's what I thought it was. I was like, I would like to actually cook that. Could you guys stop feeding it to the tiger, like?
Oh, yeah. It looks pretty tasty. I also like that they didn't, like, go too hard on trying to make it look like an actual human. Yeah. There was, like, a severed head.
Stupid, really.
But it was, like, a mannequin. It was, like, little Edie.
Yeah.
And then, like, the fake little rubber... They're, like, mannequin hands.
Mannequin hands.
And the fake Carol was trying to feed those plastic cans to the tiger, and he wanted nothing to do with them.
Plastic cans?
Hands.
Oh. Yeah.
The tiger took the tongs. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he took the tongs from her. She got freaked out. They showed the tiger, like, eating the meat with, like, the tongs.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and he goes straight into it. I mean, the lyrics say, like, what happened to Dawn?
Okay. So, what happens after that?
I mean, my next note was, what is Rick Kirkham on?
Oh.
Let's play What Drugs Are You On?
Him?
Yeah.
He's high on life.
Oh, right.
He's high on life. This guy loves to tell stories.
He's real nasally. He thinks he's Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, he does. What do you think?
I don't want to allege anything, but he's got like a voice like this.
So you're saying he does coke?
He talks like dish. No, normally like a nate. I'm just saying, in my experience, when people are like talking like this all the time.
You sound just like him.
It's a pill thing usually, or sometimes pills. Like a heroin thing.
It's
like an opioid thing.
Well,
can be. I'm not saying it wasn't him, but he does have that nasally voice.
I like him.
All right. Then Joe says no bones come out.
Yeah, he says that tigers have very acidic stomachs.
So he's alleging that she fed. Well, obviously from here, kitty, watch the video. It's amazing. He's alleging that Carol fed her damn husband to the tigers, and he said, yeah, tigers' stomachs are so acidic, no bones come out when they eat. And I actually looked that up, and that's verified, yeah.
Wow. So human bones too, huh?
I didn't look up human bones, but I did look up that they metabolize the bones, basically, and that somebody said, Carol freaking says, I think it's Carol, somebody says, no tiger could eat 100 pounds at a time, which is true. I looked it up. They can eat 40 pounds in one sitting. But if you got a handful of tigers in one human, you could split it up, especially if you're putting it through a meat grinder.
Yeah, so apparently the police didn't test the meat grinder.
And I thought another very interesting thing, like if somebody asked you, Linda, hey, did you put your husband through a meat grinder? What would be your natural response?
Fuck, no. What are you talking about?
What was hers?
Couldn't even fit a hand through the meat grinder, let alone a whole body.
We couldn't run his hand through that.
We couldn't run his hand through that.
Let alone his body.
I wrote, she's way too giggly.
Oftentimes, if your husband goes missing and is assumed dead, you wouldn't be laughing about it going through the meat grinder.
Yeah. Come on, Linda.
I would never, if I...
That's not a funny thing. If that was an alleged thing that
could have possibly happened to my missing husband, I would never laugh about the idea that he could have gone through a meat grinder.
Yeah.
Never. It would never be funny to me.
It's not funny.
Not 20 years, not 30 years. It would never be funny.
Yeah, so, can we talk about my favorite part?
The septic tank.
Get me the fuck out from under this septic tank!
You have to explain that part. It's scary. It's like scary.
It just flashes to this, it's like a picture of Dawn, I guess, but...
It's
a picture of Dawn with Joe's eyes and mouth... Like
creepy eyes. Have you ever watched Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
It looked like Bubbles' eyes.
Yeah, and his mouth. And his mouth was moving. It was like a big Snapchat filter, and his mouth was moving. So it was Joe over Dawn. He said, what was the first thing he said?
He said, oh, man, I didn't write down.
It's me.
Somebody from your past.
Somebody from your past. Get me the fuck out from under this septic tank.
That's a pretty good impression. He was just trolling on his little show.
Get me the fuck out.
Get me the fuck out underneath this septic tank.
That was the best part of this whole show so far.
Oh, yeah. It was also, like, disturbing.
All right, Anne still has zero lips.
Judy had moved in, Carol says. The septic tank reasoning I wrote.
Oh, who the fuck is Judy?
Yeah, who the fuck is Judy? Not me. She said something about the septic tank, that they had built a house over the septic tank. Judy lived there, so she was trying to explain it away. And then the attorney goes, I like this line. He said something like two lines before, and then he said, but Karma has a sick sense of humor.
Yeah.
True.
He was pissed.
True that.
He was pissed about that.
Still love Anne. Still love her voice. Then they cut to the part about Carol's brother.
Yeah, Carol's brother worked for the sheriff's department, which is weird.
What did you think of him? First picture, first impression.
Didn't give a shit.
I said he looked shady in the picture. He had like fake smile. Yeah, he does,
definitely.
He had that like little creeper.
What was Shady saying? It was her saying, I never really knew my brother.
I know. That part annoyed the crap out of me because they're showing pictures of her like touching heads with her brother as an adult.
Brother, like laughing with her brother.
Her daughter in a picture with her brother from like not that long ago.
Yeah.
And then they cut to her, oh, I never really knew my brother.
Because I was 15, so he was what, 9? Okay, bitch, so that is not that much of an age difference.
You obviously know him now.
My sister is 17 years older than me.
Right.
The other one.
And you clearly know her.
I know her pretty well.
Obviously.
You clearly know him. You've been in pictures with him. You know him. He's your fucking brother.
That part really
You're in a family irked. Photo together, so obviously you live together. You know your brother.
There's pictures of her with him in the same town as an adult.
But I never really knew my brother.
Oh, funny story.
Yeah. What?
This part, I highlighted because I want to... I'm going to go back in a minute. But the next thing I wrote was somebody was explaining that the story goes that Carol went to Albertson's country store at 3 in the morning to get milk byproduct for her cats. At 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
Jake?
If you noticed that you were running low on cat milk but you would notice that before 3 in the morning and you would go get it if you're running
low. The night that your husband disappears, you go for milk. You go for milk at 3 in the morning, and then your car breaks down. And, what do you know? Your brother, who works for the sheriff's department, who has another deputy with him, finds you broke down the side of the road and gives you a ride.
No, he doesn't even give you a ride. The other deputy gives her a ride.
So there's her alibi. Okay, here's the problem, though. She said earlier that she saw Dawn... Let me go back. I messed up. So she gets this ride home from the other deputy, and then it's the detective that's explaining that she said, according to whatever, decadent records, that she saw Dawn several hours later, after she was dropped off by the deputy. So she gets broke down, she goes out at 3 a.m., she's broken down. She still, after getting home, after all that, a couple hours probably passed, right? She saw Dawn several hours later. She was the last person to see him alive. But earlier in the video, she said the last time she saw him was the night before, when he said that he had to leave early the next day. So what? And also, she was the last person to see him alive. Hello? Yeah.
But she doesn't remember exactly
how are you not the instant suspect?
I don't understand it.
There's a lot of not specifics. And then she's slow walking again.
Yeah.
I hate that. She's always like walking in slow-mo.
She just looks so sneaky to me.
Speaking of sneaky.
She sneaks around.
Do you want to talk about how she broke into that office?
So the Arfis alarm went off. And Anne got notified because she's that bitch, so... Carol apparently cut the locks, she cut the fucking power, she cut the water, she cut the sewer.
Why would you do all that?
I don't know. I guess to just fuck everyone, just so they wouldn't have power or water or whatever until they had to go
turn it back on, I guess. I don't know.
They cut it off. She was with that guy Kenny who you don't like.
Yeah, that's weird.
She went and asked Kenny to do her a favor, and he did it for her.
So, what he did was, what, take the they fucking took, wills?
So there were two wills, two powers of attorney, under Anne's desk in a file, like, locked up, apparently, and they took them both. And Anne was the executor of both of their wills, Carol's and Dawn's. And then they, I love her, man. They ask her, like, well, who's the executor of the wills now, power of attorney, whatever. She said, not me, not anymore. Because they allege that Carol had basically, like, tampered with the wills, put into the wills, like, upon my upon my disappearance, this is what will happen.
Yeah.
Which is, again, super odd wording. Upon my disappearance. And they have, like, different people, like, saying, like, the lawyer says, like, never in 37 years have I seen that wording on somebody's will.
Yeah.
Like, what are you anticipating that you're going to disappear?
That's so strange.
So, basically, they're saying that she, like, tampered with the wills, changed things around, forged signatures, moved money around. She had 5 years to do this because when somebody goes missing, you can't presume them dead for 5 years. So she can't take the money from the will until he's, I guess, pronounced legally dead.
She got rid of everyone that worked for Dawn.
Yeah.
Got rid of everything he owned.
And you know what? Even if Don had, like, let's say he did fake his own death. Or let's say he did skip out and just go to Costa Rica. He wouldn't have left her money.
No, why would you?
Right.
Why would you
He
do would
have
that?
Taken everything and left her with nothing. And if he was really moving around his assets, she wouldn't have $5 million, $7 million to inherit, which she allegedly did.
Yeah.
So, what? And she also said that Don disowned his kids. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either. They would have said, Gladys would have told us that.
They would have told us.
Gladys
yeah.
would have told us that. They seemed like they loved their father. And they understood that he was just
a cheating dude. I agree. Carol made it out to seem like she was like some like hero in this. She said that like a couple years before Don disappeared, that he had had some falling outs with the girls, with his daughters, because they kept trying to take him back to court. They were fucking adults, bitch.
Yeah.
Why would they take him back to court for anything? He didn't... It's not like child support.
Yeah.
But they had been feuding, allegedly, in court, and Don got sick of it and disowned the kids.
Yeah,
and
that's bullshit.
Basically wanted to write them out of his will, and she, being a little...
Angel, straight
from hell. She made sure that they got some stuff in the will.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the daughter saying that she moved everything around and that they left them with all the bad stuff, which I don't know what that means. The bad stuff?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Like, golf clubs or...
Like, what is the bad stuff?
Like, bunch stuff of razors? You really don't want. Like, yeah.
Old razors?
His toothbrush?
Dentures?
Ew.
Nope, he's got them in his mouth. And the mom says she knows. She knows what happened, but she doesn't say it.
Carol says that the closest thing that she had to a memorial was fucking zoned in the fuck
out.
Oh,
God, before that, before she says that, she said something that really got on my nerves. There's this hard copy. You were probably too young for that show. I'm kind of too young for that show. Hard copy. Some, like, Dateline type of show. They keep showing clips from it. So they go back to the hard copy clip, and they cut to her, and she's like, there's no way I can finally say, see, I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
That is a weird thing to say.
That is a weird thing to say.
Wouldn't you want
to
be like, there's no way we can go back and find my husband?
Yeah.
We can never give
there's
her
no way
a proper
we can have
burial.
Closure about where what happened to him.
We never will know what happened. I want to know where my husband is. Hmm. Not... Now I can... There's no way I can finally say that I didn't do it.
Right.
Fuck off.
Right. So then she talks about...
No memorial, no funeral.
Going into a fucking black hole zoning out when she got the death certificate or whatever in the mail. Just... That was the closest thing she had to a memorial.
And then she laughed about it again.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about, bitch?
The daughters say they inherited only 10%, which I did the math. 10% modest. Let's say he only had 5 million. I think he had more. 10% of $5 million is $500,000 to split between the sister, two sisters and the mom. And there's a
which
brother in there
shit.
Somewhere, too.
When
which
you're
is
a millionaire.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. And that they were his kids.
Yeah. the only kids he had, right? He didn't have kids with Carla. What's her name? Carol?
No. He had two daughters, and I think they adopted a son.
Okay, well, that's weird.
You know what else is really fucking weird?
That noise that Leroy's making.
Well, yeah, but hopefully it's not too loud.
I think it's probably very loud. If it's loud to me right now, it's probably very loud.
All right, let's get him. Just kidding, I'm gonna hide it. Let's play the pillow game.
All right. Let's lay on pillows.
Let's lay on little pillows. So, the next thing.
He got it. Here, hand it to me.
The next thing that's really weird is another VHS tape called The Science of Getting Rich.
Right.
Why, first of all, why is a rescue group making a tell-all tutorial?
It seemed like a very
VHS on how to get rich.
Like a personal
The Science
project.
Of Getting Rich. But it had their website on the bottom of it. I took a picture. Like the intro, it had their information, like their sanctuary information, rescue.org or something. So, like, why are you trying to get rich if you're just trying to rescue animals on a .org?
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's culty. And then, why do they have so much ugly furniture if they're rich? They have, like, those old-ass 90s,
Because she sucks.
Like, old, gross wallpaper-looking couches. And then, can we talk about their wedding pictures?
Can we talk about the picture? First of all, Howard is a freaking dork. Can we talk about the wedding photo with him on a fucking leash?
Yeah, freaking on a leash. So Carol's new husband,
shit
Howard,
I've ever seen in my life.
Who the last pocket to the left, guys? Henry and Ben called him a cuck.
What's that?
I don't know the actual definition, but I don't think it's good. It's like just a little bitch. I think like a little bitch that just lives to like serve you and
ew.
Like a S and M, like the S and the M.
Ew.
Just kidding. Like a.
I mean, he is
the submissive one.
Yeah.
He had a freaking. Everybody's wearing collars in this movie
it's
too.
It's very weird.
Joe Exotic it's always wears that weird S and M collar with the little like ring in the middle.
Yeah.
And then Carol's wedding photos have Howard dressed up in like a Tarzan looking, like a leotard, like a leopard print fur. And he's got the choker on, and she, in one picture, she's got him on a leash. And they're he's like, oh, look at me. And she's like pulling him on a leash.
He is like, oh.
Oh. He liked it, I think.
Yeah, that's
obviously,
weird.
They're still married. So they show all those pictures. She got remarried in 2004 after two years after Dawn was pronounced dead. There's no physical evidence whatsoever. She threatened the family. She threatened the daughters. She threatened the mom, Gladys, because they were coming out and saying, like, we think she has something to do with it. And she said, look, bitches, I've got the money. You don't. I will take everything away from you and your family.
Bitch.
And they also said that on the fridge, after he first disappeared, on the fridge of her house, she had a note that said, nobody will ever mention that name again, that man's name again.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? He disappeared, bitch. He didn't do something to you.
Right.
What's your beef with him? Wouldn't you be, like, distraught?
And even, like, let's say he was a terrible guy and he did do terrible things to her, like, he abused her or whatever. Wouldn't she have gone on record by now and said, like, hey, look, this is why I'm not showing that much grief, because he fucked me up, you know?
Yeah.
Because he, whatever he did. Like, let's say, like, if he beat her, if he obviously cheated on her. Like,
yeah.
If they had an abusive relationship, she could have easily said, she said about her first husband, I was in an abusive relationship. Yes, he disappeared. No, I don't know what happened to him. No, I don't really fucking care because he was a horrible person.
Right.
She never says that. She laughs. Just laughs.
Yeah.
And then Joe's wearing eyeliner in the last scene. I like it a lot.
What was the last scene? How did it end?
It's just Joe talking about something about, like, the truth coming out. And they, like, zoom in on his face, and he's wearing silly eyeliner. He's got that eyebrow ring, and it's falling off his face.
Okay.
So the next episode, I think, is going to be, Joe's story, right?
I don't remember what the fourth episode was.
They didn't show, like, a teaser, but I think it's gonna go back into Joe's side of the
story. God, we're only on the fourth episode.
Yeah, we got a bunch more to go.
This is like homework.
I like it.
I mean, it's fun and all.
I like doing homework because it turns out.
I understand My Favorite Murder now. Like, they actually do have to, like, do some homework.
Oh, gosh,
like,
yeah.
You have to write.
I'm gonna have to start typing. It's a lot
faster.
I'm gonna
start typing. I'm gonna watch it with my laptop when I get home, probably.
That's a good
episode
idea.
Four, and take little notes.
Yeah, I think it'd be faster and more efficient to just type it. I've wrote out 6 pages of notes.
Yeah. I don't even know how you did that. I wrote 4. And I felt like I wrote a lot.
I don't know. I always feel like
I must write very quickly.
I don't. I thought I did.
It's hard for me to write on paper while I'm watching something because I write slowly. So it's like
so
I forget what I'm
writing. Paused it. I paused it several times to finish what I was writing. I find writing in all caps is faster. I tried doing cursive for like 1 second today and I don't remember how to write like that. Mm. We're going to have guests, I think.
Yeah.
We have had some listeners, some friends reach out and say they want... Everybody wants to give commentary on this, man.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple that would give good-ass commentary. So we're gonna be making that happen in the next couple episodes. I mean, how's quarantine?
I mean, I'm just hungry all the time.
Hungry, tired, scared, bored?
Just, yeah, really hungry, really bored, really tired. Mostly hungry, but, like, I just want to go somewhere. Like, it doesn't even really matter. Like, I took dude for a walk the other day at the park.
Mm-hmm.
We probably walked for, like, 15 minutes. I just took him there because I just felt like I had to go do something.
Like, drive?
Yeah, like, I had to go somewhere, like, to do something, even
yeah.
if it wasn't for that long. That way I just felt like I left the house, even though you're not supposed to leave the house, but nobody was there. It was just me and my dog.
Yeah.
So, that sucks. And I also got McDonald's, which... I guess you're not supposed to do that either, but...
Well, I drove past McDonald's the other day, and the line was out the yin-yang.
I gotta stop. But
I was going to. I was planning on it. I like a good McDonald's, but there were the amount of cars in the drive-thru freaked me out.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I just have been carrying hand sanitizer in my car.
Yeah, but you gotta wash your hands still. I don't think hand sanitizer kills
yeah.
the corona.
I know, but... So, like, yesterday I had to go grocery shopping because we haven't been in weeks, and, we were really running out of food. So I went in the morning and, as soon as I was done, like the first thing I do is like get in my car and put hand sanitizer on. And then the first thing I do when I get home before I even touch anything, I just go straight into the house and wash my hands.
Right. Well, how do you not touch your face?
That's a thing. I've learned and I have long nails right now.
I love touching my face.
I touch my nose all the time. I didn't know this until recently. These times, this pandemic, the membrane, I freaking scratch my nose insane in the membrane all the time. Like, I basically look like I'm picking my nose to strangers, probably. I'm not. I'm just, like, scratching
it
like that.
You know, because
I
have
a rash
under my nose from the Accutane.
No.
Yeah, like, I don't know. If it gets irritated from using certain products or from scrubbing it or whatever, I get a rash. So I have a rash under my nose on both sides, and it itches sometimes, so I'll, like, but I don't want to mess
yeah.
my makeup, so I'll kind of just
me
go
too.
Like that. And...
It's not good.
I kind of stop.
I do it on my lips with my pinky.
Well, I always have something in my eye, so I'm always going like
oh,
this.
God, I know. You know this about me.
You're
Brenda
always
here. I am always... I have a bad habit of, like, picking at my eyelashes.
That's really strange. It's a bad habit. That's a weird habit.
It's like... the equivalent of, like, biting your nails, I think. It's, like,
I mean,
a nervous
yeah.
habit.
Booker does that.
I don't even... I know, Booker does it. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. But
it's really weird.
I pick at my eyelashes all the time. It's probably, like, some kind of weird tick. But, anyway.
We should probably end this, because Leroy's being loud as
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, man. Sorry, Leroy always...
This is probably not a good sleeping episode, because how could you fall asleep with that in the background?
Well, we're about to end it, so...
I mean, we tuned it out, but...
I'm never as aware of it as everybody else. I'm trying to turn this bitch off. All right,
well,
guys.
You gotta say goodbye. Why would you pick it up already?
I'm just getting it ready.
All right, bye, guys. Sorry this audio sucks.
Sorry Linda got mad at the end.
I'm pissed.
I'm not.
All right.
Blue egg.
See you next. Hey, subscribe.
Oh, yeah, shit. Rate, review, subscribe.
please.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to it. Hey, just please go write a review or something.
Oh my God, the reviews would really, really help.
Just go write a review, please.
Follow us on Instagram, Not Tonight Podcast.
If you're from Spain, please leave us a review.
Oh yeah, shit yeah, Flanders, Belgium.
If you're from Flanders, Belgium, leave us a review and let us know. We would like to know who our people in other countries are.
It's so cool. In all the different states, we got almost all the states.
Follow us on Instagram at Not Tonight Podcast.
Twitter, Not Tonight Pod.
Facebook, I don't fucking know.
I don't know how to work Facebook, but we have a page. Not Tonight.
You can email us like a funny story or just something that you want to tell us, or if you want to talk about you wearing your wigs or having a funny mom.
Yeah, or your anonymous criminal activity.
What if you know about why they're shipping boats or whatever, like just email us. What is it? Not Tonight Podcast at Gmail?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, send us an email. We'll read it.
We will read it.
We will read it. All right.
I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Gotta go.